Little Thumb. Once upon a time, there lived a woodcutter and his wife. They had 7 children. They were very poor, and it was hard for them to look after their children. They had a child called Little Thumb, who was the youngest in their family. He was always ill, and his size was no bigger than one's thumb. Once there was a bad famine, and the woodcutter's family found it difficult to feed his family. One night he decided that he would leave his children in a forest, and they would somehow look after themselves. Little Thumb heard what his parents had talked about. His father gave each of his children a piece of bread for breakfast. Little Thumb had an idea. He thought of throwing small bits of bread along the way, so he put his bread bits in his pocket. The family went into the forest, and the woodcutter began his work. The children also helped him. When the parents saw that their children were busy, they quietly went away unseen. They were unhappy at what they had done to their children. When the children came to know that their parents had left them in the thick forest, they began to cry. But Little Thumb did not cry. He knew that he could find a way back with the help of the bits of bread that he had thrown along the way. But something bad happened. The birds had eaten every bit of bread. Now all the children were afraid. But Little Thumb had great ideas. He climbed to the top of a tall tree to see if he could find anything. There he saw a light shining a little far away. He walked with his brothers towards the light. They arrived at a big house. A large woman opened the door and asked them what they wanted. Little Thumb told them his story and requested her to give him a place to stay. The woman began to cry and told them that the house belonged to a cruel giant who eats up little children. But they asked her again and she let them come in. She hoped that she could hide them from the giant until the morning. When the children were sitting near the fire, they heard the giant coming. The woman quickly hid the children under the bed. She opened the door and let the giant in. The giant sat down on the chair and asked for food. He smelled the air and told his wife, "I smell fresh meat." He got up from the table and ran towards the bed. He pulled out the children from the bed one by one. poor children fell to the ground and cried. But they did not know that they were in a house of one of the cruelest giants in the world. He picked up a sharp knife and came near the children to cut them up. Suddenly, his wife told him, "You are tired now. Can you eat them in the morning?" The giant agreed with her and told her, "Give them enough food and make them sleep." The good woman was happy now, and she gave food to the children. But the children were afraid, and they could not eat anything. The giant, in the meantime, had too much to drink and fell asleep. When Little Thumb saw that the giant was fast asleep, he and his brothers escaped out of the house. They ran all night and did not know where they were going. When the giant came to know that the children had escaped, he became very angry and told his wife to bring them his 7-league boots at once. Wearing those boots, he went out to search for the children. He stepped from one mountain to the other. He crossed over rivers as easily as if they were streams. At last, he found the road where the children were resting. Little Thumb hid behind a rock. He kept a watch over the giant. The giant was very tired due to the long trip, and so he decided to take rest. He soon fell asleep. Little Thumb put on the magical boots of the giant and went back to the giant's wife. He told her that the giant was in great danger, as he had been captured by a gang of thieves. He also added that they would kill the giant if he did not give them all his money. Little Thumb showed the giant's wife the 7-league boots. This convinced her that her husband was indeed in great trouble. The woman gave Little Thumb all the giant's money. Little Thumb returned with the money and his brothers to his father's house. He was received with great joy there. The giant was ashamed of being tricked by that incident. The people never heard from him again.